And J-Mont G, we are live on the fly out at the seaplane base. The inner harbor here looks like a milk pond, Paul.
And we appreciate that. Compared to the weather we had yesterday, the wave conditions were so bad that we had to actually close the base for a while, which has never happened in the years that I've been here.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. It looked like some major whitecaps out on the lake yesterday afternoon.
Well, and seaplane flying is a thing that you have to be aware of, you know, a changing runway. The runway is continually changing, and Lake Winnebago is a large lake, so we make a point when we see really large waves to make sure the pilots understand what the conditions are, and the management group here makes a decision of go or no go. No different than an airport when visibility goes down.
So Paul C. Hafer is the chairman of the seaplane base. Paul, tell us a little bit about the structure of this year. Has anything changed from last year? And how are we moving forward at the seaplane base?
Well, I think operationally the seaplane base, while it, you know, when you come out here you see this serene environment and I don't know, it's just one of the prettiest places on the planet. In the background, what you don't see is all the activities that are going on. I have 13 co-chairmen, 4 vice chairmen, and myself, just as a management structure for this operation. And each one of those people has a particular job to do. And the easiest way to summarize that is, while I'm the chairman, I have 4 vice chairmen that are, one is in charge of the people, the guests, and the volunteers. Another one is in charge of the water operations, everything that goes to do with the water. I have a vice chairman in charge of the air operations. And then I have also a grounds chairman for all the, you know, the activities that are required on grounds. And then each one of them have people working underneath them.
And so tell us a little bit about when you start setting up the seaplane base, because I flew over this base in my airplane a week prior to AirVenture, and there was maybe one airplane here at the time. So I think the setups were just beginning.
Yes, this is a seaplane base for only 1 week out of the year, and consequently we have to take it all down and put it all, you know, put it all up for convention. And my wife and I are usually the first to arrive, and we are followed by some other dedicated volunteers to come early, and it's about 4 or 5 days before convention that it takes to actually get it organized and then get it set up for opening of air show, and a couple days then to take it down.
And do most of your volunteers show up a week, a half week prior to AirVenture and then stay a while after?
I think that's pretty hard for a lot of the volunteers. We're usually happy if we can get them a couple days beforehand and a couple days after, as the rest of it's pretty well organized, and we kind of have a system, and we're very, very fortunate to have a lot of repeat volunteers. It's kind of like a big family down here, and it's getting really nice from my perspective because they know what to do. I don't have to give them all the lists I used to have to give them.
I think we should take a moment and let people know that if they have not been out here to the seaplane base, if they're only staying on site over at AirVenture main grounds at the Whitman Airport, they should come over and check out the seaplane base. And what would be the best way for them to do that?
The easiest way to do that is to pick up one of the buses, which is at the bus park tower right near the stage center of Whitman. And then we also have a bus that picks up and delivers at the amphibious parking area, which is at the south end of the airport. And that's the easiest way to do it. It's $3 per person, a round trip. And the money's collected here at the base when you get back on the bus to go back. It's easier than driving over. But if you do choose to drive over, you can come on in. We've got a parking lot and access. You can walk in from the parking lot. Everybody needs to know what they have. If you're an EA member, you need to know that the seaplane base is part of your membership. And while we might not be a large operation compared to some of the other functions at EA, I think you'll really like it if you come out here and see what your membership buys.
Paul, it's a totally different atmosphere out here. It's absolutely 180 degrees to the main Air Venture grounds at Whitman. It's totally different out here. Total different aspect of Air Venture. And if you just need a break, a day away from all the hustle and bustle, although it's fun, but it, you know, if you're here for more than a few days, spend a day out here at the seaplane base. It's almost like taking a vacation from Air Venture.
We like to think it's a great way to get your battery recharged. Just come on out. You'll notice when you're out here, we have picnic tables kind of scattered all over the place. We want people to just come out and hang out. You know, bring your kids. You know, have lunch. Sit on the shore and watch the airplanes fly. We don't have any kind of a schedule for aircraft to fly. It's the closest thing to just showing up at a gathering where seaplanes all fly in and just to meet up. And I've noticed a lot of families actually dedicate now a day to come over to the seaplane base and do just what we're talking about.
Well, and you do have plenty of things for the folks over here. You have everything that anyone would need. You have a food concession. You have shirt sales, and they're unique shirts, stuff you can't get over on Air Venture grounds over at Whitman. You have a park-like setting overlooking the water. And, of course, unless we're talking about Oshkosh a few years ago, you don't get that over there.
Yeah, that's right. And we also have, during the week, we offer forums on seaplane flying under our tent. A lot of those are some really good speakers. And if it's a rainy day, sometimes we turn on the TV and under our big tent with some seaplane training DVDs and seaplane interests. And once again, it's just a relaxing environment. So I think like they do the exhibition buildings up at the airport on rainy days, a lot of people here take the time to educate themselves about safety and seaplane flying.
Excellent, Paul. Well, you've got some very neat people lined up for us to talk to today. We're going to be talking to Lori Barger. Is that her name?
Correct.
And she's the dock coordinator, boss of the dock. We'll talk to her about that function here at the base. We're going to talk with Shane Albers, and he's the harbor master. And that's his function is getting the airplanes in and out of the harbor and making sure that they're safe in the harbor, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to talk to Brian Shankey, I believe it is, from Adventure Seaplanes about actual seaplane flying. So it's got a good hour lined up for us.
Yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it. We're very proud of our people and equally proud of the fact that we have this wonderful place to share with all of our friends.
And we love coming out here on Saturday. J-Mont G on the fly. We're going to take a break and be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.